This is WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
We have with us in studio this morning, Rutherford County Commissioner Craig Harris. How are you this morning?
Doing good, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
So what's new in the Craig Harris world?
We just got done with the budget, and I'm on budget committee, and I'm glad to say there will not be any taxes raised, and our budget is balanced. Took a lot of work, and we're excited. You know, we never want to raise taxes, and this is a good start, and nobody wants to hear property taxes raised.
In general, it's no fun to pay taxes.
Of course it's not. I mean, we don't ever want to burden the taxpayers with that. And that's a very emotional subject. I mean, for some people it's not. For some people it's a very big issue.
Of course, you have to have the taxes to pay for things like the roads and the different construction that has to take place in a growing community like Rutherford County.
Well, yes, and of course it's a lot of other things, but you know, one of our biggest budget items that eats us alive is our schools. And our schools is almost 75% of our entire budget. And we keep growing, you know, almost 1,000 kids a year. And, you know, most schools' capacities are around 1,300. So you can see the problem. And with today's prices and construction, you know, you're talking about anywhere between an elementary school at $50-60 million to a high school, which is 110 to 112.
The size of our county school system is larger than really most cities in Tennessee. When you take a look at all 95 counties, and then you start looking at the population of each city within that county, it will really open your eyes as to how big our school system is.
Well, I mean, we have over 50 schools, and you know, we got almost, I think, close to 50,000 students in Rutherford County. So, yeah, that number is incredibly large, but we're also the fifth largest county in the state, and we're fixing to be the fourth largest. So one of the things that we will deal with is growth, and you know, and our housing prices have went up, and just a lot of people want to move here. That's how good our county is, and some of the people that's lived here for years, of course, don't like growth, but unfortunately, since we're only 20 miles, 30 miles away from Nashville, and Nashville prices are out the roof, they come here, you know, because the way of living is so much better than so many other counties.
I know we've talked about this before, but the price of homes now in Rutherford County, they have gone up every single year, but man, they are so high now compared to 15 years ago.
Oh, it's, you know, of course, it's way higher. I mean, I think when I became county commissioner in 2018, you know, we were somewhere around 275. Now we're up to almost 400.
And with the cost of homes and with different taxes and everything that people pay, including the property tax, do all the taxes that folks pay, does it offset some of the burden for a growing community?
Yeah, of course it does. I mean, you know, we have other revenue that comes in, but our biggest revenue that we can create is property tax, you know, and one of the things that I've tried to do is find other ways to bring revenue into Rutherford County, you know, through sales tax, getting, you know, 1% more. Rutherford County passed a referendum, you know, where we can raise alcohol, you know, make money off alcohol sales in the county, which has brought in a little bit of money. And then about 2 years ago, I changed the school facilities tax from an impact fee to a school facilities tax, which raised about $4 million. But that's nowhere close to what we need.
And with the school facilities tax, that has been under a lot of debate, I guess, what, over the last 12 to 24 months. And there's been a lot of talk about increasing that. And I believe something was done in recent legislation. But what actually occurred?
Well, the mayor was pushing the impact fee. I was never for the impact fee. I was for the school facilities tax. So I met with the realtors and the builders, and, you know, we had a great conversation, but I asked them for $2.25 a foot for school facilities tax, which would go towards some of the burden that schools are bringing us. Now, that didn't work out. They offered $1.50. However, they offered $1.50 on commercial, which I never even considered. you know, in my proposals to them. And $1.50 for commercial, that'll bring in somewhere between $3 to $5 million. So if you put that $3.5 million with $1.50, which is a law now, that comes up to about $2 a square foot. So I wasn't off too far, but growth is so heavy, and you know, we need more money. But I've said this once, I'll say it again, I do not feel that the builders and the developers and the realtors have to carry the full burden of Rutherford County.
So what does that money go to that is generated from that tax?
It goes to schools and their capital projects. So, well, you know, that's the building of schools, maintenance, and all that. So that's one of the things that it goes to, but it's mostly goes to the school.
And years ago, the wheel tax, of course, was developed for the purpose of building new schools. I think Oakland and Riverdale were the ones that were in sight at the time whenever that was put together. And that tax is still here, but yet it's still being used.
Yes. And you know, the thing about taxes, you know, so many politicians, man, promise low taxes, but they hardly ever talk about reducing taxes. So wheel tax has been, you know, brings in a substantial enough of revenue. And with us growing so much, it's really helping us in more areas, you know, as schools is a big deal. But Scott, you know, when you talk about a $500 billion budget for schools, I mean, it's just outrageous. And, you know, when we bring in these 1,000 kids a year, and now we bring in second language students, which is a lot of kids. And so you can't just say, oh, okay, we bring in more students. Well, when bringing in second language is also bringing in special teachers. And that's special money that we got to pay. And that number is growing substantially. And people don't see that. But our school budget is just, it's unbelievable.
There's been a lot of talk about the property tax itself and how high or how much people have to pay on their homes when it comes to property taxes. Is there any end in sight for any of this? Maybe that tax going down, but I know it seems like it just went up.
Well, it didn't go up until 2 years ago. I think not this year, but last year when Mayor Carr proposed a 16% tax increase. Now, our taxes will not go up this year. Now, what people don't understand is they always say, oh, you know, you hear tax increase and you know, people go crazy. And we understand because money coming out of their pocket, you know, more money coming out of their pocket. But what people don't know is we have some of the lowest tax rate in the entire county. It's 1.8. And, you know, you're talking about the big four, which is Davison, Knox County, Hamilton County, and Shelby County. We're way under them. So we're really not doing anything as far as like raising outrageous taxes. And, you know, a lot of people don't understand. We have a AAA bond rating, which is, you know, only five counties in the whole 95 counties have this, which means we're very financially stable. We're very and very, you know, good with our investments in our county. And that's a big deal. But a lot of people don't understand that. You know, that can help us when we had to borrow money to have a lower interest rate, you know, to help us, you know, get loans. And, you know, you're talking about building a $100 million school. That's a lot of money.
And you know, when you look at the property tax, back to that for a second here, while it may not have gone up, the value of homes has gone up. So therefore, naturally, you're going to be paying more each year in taxes.
Well, and you know, what that is we have a tax assessor, and he is responsible for appraisal values of homes. Now, your home's appraisal value goes up, and you know, we have revenue neutral. So when your appraisal goes up, you don't have to pay taxes more on that. But if we ever raise taxes, it's based on that appraisal value, which could really be substantial to some people.
And with, you know, paying more, your home being worth more, that means your insurance rate's going to be higher because obviously it's insuring a larger amount of money worth of home.
Yeah, and inflation has been big under the Biden administration, you know, and yeah, prices are going up. But we were talking about, me and my wife were talking about simple grocery items that I consume, and, you know, just having to pay just, you know, almost ridiculous amounts for those, you know, and you're just like, unbelievable how much it costs. Milk, eggs, all those things are a lot, and they're staples, and, you know, people got to have them. And organizations and companies, hey, as long as we're doing it and as long as we keep paying for it, they have no problem raising them.
We live in an expensive time right now.
We do. And you know, as far as wages increasing, some wages are increasing, but I don't think they're increasing at that rate.
Well, what are we looking at in the future here in Rutherford County? I mean, long-term planning, roads, new construction of roadways, what are we going to see?
Well, I think with any growth, we're going to see more congestion. We're going to see more people coming in. So what are we going to have? Well, you got to have more police officers. And what we pay police officers right now, our county, is not in line with what other counties pay. So, you know, one of the things that, you know, we do is we increase their pay 5%. And then I proposed that we increase it 1% more, and we're able to do that, you know, just trying to help us be competitive against the city and against Williamson County and some of these other counties who are paying their deputies, you know, more than we are. So you got to have more cops, you know, you got to have more facilities, you got to have more organizations, you know, that handle, and when I say organizations, local government, health department, you know, our ambulance, all those things are increasing. And with prices increasing, that puts a big burden on us to keep up.
Now, while pay may have been increased for law enforcement officers in Rutherford County, what about other first responders like fire?
We're looking at that too. I think we have a chief, Farley. And I think you know Chief Farley. He is, man, Chief Farley's good, and so is Brian Gaither. And they're doing everything they can. But we have so many openings right now that one of the reasons that I propose this 1% is to help us become more competitive. Man, we have 57 job openings, and I could be wrong as far as some five here or five there. 57 job openings in the Sheriff's Department. That's unreal. And we got 13 to 14 openings in our ambulance. And, you know, we have a need for fire department as well. Across the board, we have needs. And that's one of the things that puts a big burden on us, you know, because we have to be competitive. We have to be competitive to go against other counties who still are employees. You know, I think still is a strong word, but take our employees away from us.
Well, whenever you have a job market where the unemployment rate's around 2%, you're going to have a very competitive atmosphere, and you're going to have counties and cities pulling from each other.
Absolutely. You know, and you're not only talking about jobs in general, you're talking about specialized jobs. You know, you just can't go get a job with fire department. You got to be trained, and with ambulance and with police. And, you know, one thing we're seeing is we're training people and then they leave. So we're training people to work with our county, and then other counties come in and take them.
So do you think they're leaving because of the job atmosphere? Is it on the job issues, or is it the pay?
No, it's the pay. I mean, our sheriff's department, our ambulance, our fire department, they're some of the top in the state. I mean, and no, it's absolutely got nothing to do with organization. It is all about pay.
So is there grant money that can further help offset maybe another pay increase?
Not enough. You know, a lot of the grants that we get are towards equipment, you know, towards hiring more employees. You know, like we can get five firemen.
Yeah.
And they will pay for it for 3 years. But then after that 3 years, it's on us. So you're increasing the amount of employees and the grant runs out. That's on you. So that sounds okay, like we're dealing with our problem, but then they leave. And then when they leave, here we are right back at it again.
How is Rutherford County's working relationship with the different municipalities within the county, such as Murfreesboro, Smyrna, Laverne, Eagleville? How is that relationship going with all of these individual cities?
Well, I think Rutherford County has good relationships. You know, we have good relationships with Mayor Reed in Smyrna, Shane McFarland in Murfreesboro, and Chad Lehm in Eagleville. And one of those things that we do compete with them is they pay their first responders more money. So a lot of our people go towards them, but, you know, they're doing, the cities are doing what they got to do, you know, to take care of themselves and protect their citizens. And if they're able to do that, but let me get back to something. So a municipality is totally different from a county. We are subdivision of the state, which means our private act changes, anything we do has to go through the legislation of the state of Tennessee, state reps, then the senators. A municipality has the power to do what it wants to do. If it wants to raise impact fees, it can raise it. And if they want to raise other items, and they can do that. You know, and one of the things, too, that a municipality can do, especially Murfreesboro, they have a sewer system. So for us to grow, we got to have sewer. And they control that. And you know, they work well with us. I mean, I have just an unbelievable confidence in them.
So as we see more and more neighborhoods develop in the county, is there ever going to be, let's say, a real working sewer system that Rutherford County comes along and builds, maybe even extends from the city somehow?
Yeah, I mean, that's always been our goal, but you're talking about an unbelievable,
yeah,
that's $70 to $100 million, you know, and that's a substantial amount of money. So it put us in, you know, with the schools having to build them all the time. Think about the debt that puts us in.
And when you look at the county as a whole, I mean, we've got 619 square miles, which is a lot of land. And we do have a lot of still rural areas.
Yeah, and we do. And I think one of the things it was in the news, and I'm not sure you had Commissioner Pettis read on. He did a story on our farmland leaving. You know, and I think he said, and Commissioner Reed, I hope you forgive me if I got this number right, we've lost 20% of our farms. And so that means that these farmers are selling their land to developers who create houses, which create more people, more congestion. But that is what happens with a growing county. You got to see, no, what people don't understand is we are way above average as to a county in the way that we run this county. And the quality of life here is way better than a lot of other counties. People want to live here. And, you know, people are coming here in groves. And I see it going more south. You know, I think Manchester and Shebaville, it's coming.
A lot of people are making that move to places like Bedford County or Coffee County because it's still a lot cheaper to buy a home there.
Now it is. Yeah.
Going to change, though.
Absolutely. You know, the thing about driving, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I never liked Nashville. The reason I do not run for office and the state, it's, man, the traffic is unbearable, you know, and, you know, taking an hour and 2 hours to drive 30 miles. I mean, can you imagine the stress that brings on people that had to work there?
Every single day.
Yeah.
Morning and afternoon. Yeah.
Yes. And if you see it, just imagine the entire workforce, you know, from the counties around us, you know, not just, you know, Rutherford County. There's, you know, counties surrounded us that all do this and have to go through it. Wilson County's a big one.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they have grown just unbelievably. And it is, I'm afraid, you know, there's some commissioners that would love to either slow or stop growth, but that's not going to happen. And if we're standing still, we're losing ground.
And when you look at Wilson County, you know, that's a good county to look at as an example because they are right now, it seems like, at a point to where we were just a few years back. I mean, they're starting to really take off, probably faster growing than we are at this point.
Yeah, they have increased a lot, Scott. And they've also, I mean, their house prices have jumped through the roof as well. And, you know, the one of the things that Lebanon can do that we couldn't do for many years is they could have an impact fee of $5,000. You know, we're charging for I don't know how many years, $1,500. You know, so I went to the builders and I was like, hey, we got to do something. You know, and they audit in anywhere between $3 to $4 million. Now they're going up to 50 cents, $1.50, which will bring in, you know, 2-3 more million, and then that commercial will bring in probably four.
So the county's version of the impact fee is the school facilities tax, and that is charged to new homes being built. But what about commercial businesses being built?
Yeah, it applies to them, $1.50, you know, and that's one of the things we have never done. You know, what people don't understand, the most money I think we've ever got out of commercial building in Rutherford County is about $500,000. And that's not very much at all. Now we're going to be looking at $4 million to $5 million extra coming in because of the builders did that. And see, builders are always going to be Darth Vader, you know, because people believe they should, you know, pay for growth. However, I feel that's not their burden. Yes, it's some of a burden, but it's not all the burden. And, you know, they put a self-imposed tax. You know, they didn't have to do that, you know, and my friend, and I think one of the best delegation we have is Shane Reeves. And I know Mayor Carr got out here. If you just knew him and how hard he worked for this, Dawn White worked for this, all our delegation, and they worked hard for this, and that they were trying to help us. And there's other ways to help us, Scott. It's not all that burden. It can be getting a larger portion of the sales tax, getting money from the gambling fund, getting money from lottery fund to help us pay for schools. And, if you know, hopefully get, you know, revenue in from that. Also, best thing, too, is if they give us interest-free loans and help us with that. And that will bring in a lot of money as well.
Again, with us this morning, Rutherford County Commissioner Craig Harris. Now, you said the gambling fund, then you said lottery fund. What is the gambling fund?
Well, I mean, we have online betting here right now, and that brings in, you know, almost $1 billion.
So Rutherford County receives a portion of that?
Yeah. You know, they would be able to get, if they allowed, I mean, it has to change law, and you know how it is on changing the law. But that's what a lot of people are working for, is for us to get some of that money from lottery and get some of our money from the gambling.
Now, right now, the money that comes in from the Tennessee Lottery, that goes to education in some sort or another, no matter what, right?
Absolutely. It only goes towards education, helping helping people get in colleges and the Hope Scholarship. But it also, you know, it goes only towards education. And we kind of feel like, you know, we're building all these schools, and it is going to go to education and help us with the, you know, this growth that we're, you know, having right now.
What do you see as being the biggest issue in Rutherford County? What do you receive the most calls or emails about?
Just growth. I mean, just so much growth and how, you know, we're just becoming this large county. I mean, think about it, Scott. For years and years and years, Hamilton County has been the fourth largest county in the country, in the state. And we're fixing to surpass that. And to do something like that, can you imagine the growth that it takes to do that? And we're going to be doing that probably within the next year.
You know, we've really seen changes in the Chattanooga area, especially in the downtown Chattanooga area over the last 10 years, and really a demise in a lot of businesses, companies even, moving out of downtown Chattanooga, whereas we're seeing a lot of new businesses move in to Rutherford County.
Well, I think one of the reasons that they do that is our school system is so much better than Hamilton County. Now, Governor Lee wanted to give out school vouchers and to people who are in the fourth worst counties in education, lowest 10%. And those counties was the same one, Davis and Shelby, Hamilton and Knox. Now, think about that for a minute. We're fixing to be the fourth largest county, and we're way up there, way up there. That tells a lot about us, and that tells a lot about our education system. Now, Scott, some of the reasons that people want to come to other counties is crime, growth, and also schools. I mean, you hear this, you get any realtor on the line, ask them that same question, and they're going to tell you that same answer, and we had those. So if you have all those things, and we're close to a major city, then you see where we're at as far as growth.
Now, some cities in Tennessee, and specifically two pretty big cities, Nashville and Memphis, they have both seen a slight decrease in numbers when it comes to residents, new residents. And now Nashville is a little different from the Memphis situation, because Memphis, they literally saw a decrease in residents moving out. They saw residents moving out of Memphis, whereas Nashville, their home sales have not been as high as they were in years past.
Yeah, but they're still high.
They are very high.
I mean, you're talking about average house in Nashville, $700,000+, and we're at $400,000+. And you're talking about Shelby County. You know, Shelby County has a very high, you know, Memphis has a very high crime rate. And that has an issue is making them decrease. You know, a lot of people want to stop building here, you know, by raising fees and raising, you know, the building and all that stuff. And I feel like this, and I really do. We can't stop growth. It's coming. It's here. We can't stop it. And we don't want to stop it, because if we stop growth, then you just answered your own question. Decrease. You know, decrease in population, which a decrease in population, that means we got schools that are not having full students in it. But that's also a good thing, because now we don't have to build a school every year.
But it would also equal a job loss. You know, there would be a big change in the number of jobs available if we started seeing people leave Rutherford County.
Well, that could go both ways. I mean, you know, if people are leaving Nashville, where are they going? They're coming here. So that means that even though you see a decrease in, you know, and the decrease in Nashville is very insignificant. I mean, not insignificant. It's very low.
Right.
It's not, you know, you're talking about, I think, 0.5% to 1%. Well, now we're growing. We grew like 8% or somewhere around there. So, you know, that growth is coming here. So the even though Nashville has a problem, doesn't mean Rutherford County has a problem.
Yeah, and I think overall Nashville doesn't really have that big of an issue. It's just noticeable all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's just a lot of people, you know, and you go to a restaurant, you know, and you go like, we used to just walk in, right? Now we got to wait. And people get just frustrated by that. It takes, for me to come to 04, just say 04 Golf Course, and I live in Mirabella, which is, you know, on the other side by the airport. Man, when it takes 25 minutes to do that, that's frustrating. And that's the problem that we have with growth. And so those are the things that we got to deal with. You know, we're going to have to build more roads. We're going to have to build wider roads. We're going to have to build more lanes. And we're going to have to build more schools. We're going to have to build more businesses. That's why it's so big that we got $1.50 in commercial, because it's going to be a lot of building coming here.
Again, with us today, Rutherford County Commissioner Craig Harris. We got to take a short break, and then we will be right back. You're listening to WGNS on the air since 1947.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Hi, this is Amanda from Animal City, and our hand-fed baby bird nursery is starting to fill up. If you are looking for your next sweet feathered companion, come in and see us. Find your next pre-loved, pre-spoiled pet here at Animal City. Be sure to check out our downstairs level. Here at Animal City, we would like to thank Murfreesboro for letting us be your family-owned and operated pet store for 33 years. Animal City is located at 919 Northwest Broad Street.
Capstar is now a division of Old National Bank. You'll notice some changes as we complete the transition to Old National Bank. The Murphy Spread team that you know and trust at Capstar are always ready to serve you. We'll temporarily use Capstar Bank, a division of Old National Bank, until the transition's complete. As always, we're ready to serve you at Capstar Bank, a division of Old National Bank, member FDIC.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford County Commissioner Craig Harris is on the air with us this morning, and one of the items that we haven't touched base on yet, the opioid epidemic and the special committee here in Rutherford County that has really been trying to decrease the numbers of things like opioid overdoses.
Rutherford County is one of the leaders in opioid abatement. Now, opioid abatement is from lawsuits that were settled by the state of Tennessee against pharmaceutical companies and other companies, which bring in money to Rutherford County. Now, we are guaranteed and can do whatever we want with about, I think it's around $575,000 for the next 18 years. But we also receive more money, which we have received right around 1.3, 1.5 every year, you know, to add to this. So that will be lasting for a while. Now, we just got a settlement in from Kroger, which is going to bring in $30 million to the counties, which is going to increase the amount of money that comes through us, how I spend it and all that. Wasn't able to do that. I was just way too much on me, you know, and I'm not as qualified as some of the things that address this. So I put together a team, a strong team, and I want to say their names too because it means a lot to me. But we have Kelly with probation. We have Chairman Pettis Reed, Chairman Robert P., Lori Flippo from Recovery Court. I have Alyssa Phillips, and I have James Evans with the schools. He's our PIO. And Bill Cope with the Work Center. We have gotten together, and I brought them together because of their passion. They want to help. And we have done just an unbelievable job. And you know, just to show that, I had to do a speech at MTSU where there was 26 mayors and commissioners, and they wanted to know how we did it. They wanted to know how are we so successful. And we're successful because we have that will and that emotion to try to make a difference. Are we making a difference, Scott? I don't know. Let's see. In 2022, we had 133 opioid deaths. In 2023, we had 101. That's a substantial decrease. And we're making headways. But it ain't just, you know, Rutherford County's opioid board. It's the organizations that we're helping who's going way beyond the call of duty, way beyond, you know, what their capabilities are to try to save people and help in this epidemic.
So are we seeing an actual decrease in the number of overdose deaths because fewer people are using, or is there more help available to those who do have an overdose? And then Narcan is on the scene with a deputy, with a fireman within a matter of seconds. What are we seeing more of?
Well, I mean, it's a combination of all that, you know, but one of the things, our organizations are growing. If they can grow, if they had the funds to grow, you know, those organizations are hard to grow. You know, you got these recovery centers, you know, they're kind of insurance based. So they're able to do that. But think about it, Scott, how many got insurance? You know, how many of these people have insurance? And not a lot of them do. And we have been able to give, and I am so proud of this number, we have given almost $1 million to these organizations, $1 million. And we have 2.3 million more in our accounts. So we're going to continue to help people. And, you know, we also reach outside the box, you know, and I'll give you a perfect example. An organization came to us called Interfaith Dental. And I remember sitting in the chair going, what in the world? You know, are they? Well, they fix the teeth of people that are addicted or are rehabilitating. And what people don't understand, that's a form of recovery. You know, that's self-esteem. You know how it would be if we had terrible teeth, trying to get jobs, the way people shun us? And that organization has just unbelievably taken off, and we have funded them for a second year with a more substantial increase.
And there are a lot of different aspects to recovery, and I'm sure you've really had a hand in that and learned more about that over the last few years. But one of those sections that you have to look at is getting help. And you mentioned, you know, getting that help, getting into some type of treatment. How has that been for Rutherford County citizens?
Well, when I said think outside the box, we got a company, it's an organization called Hustle Recovery. Now, and what it is they provide housing up to, you know, 3 days for people who can't get a bed, people who can't get in recovery, who want to get better. Well, in 3 days, Scott, that could be a death. That could be a relapse. I mean, it's so unbelievable dangerous in those 3 days. Well, their concept was that we're going to provide counseling and monitoring up to 3 days until we find them a bed. And then when we find them a bed, then we're going to take them to that bed. That's what they did. And of course, nobody's done it. So I'm sitting here going, you know, okay, we're going to take a chance here with these funds. And our team said, yes, let's do it. And I'm so proud to say that organization got a grant for over $8 million to not only provide that for Rutherford County, but throughout the entire state. That's thinking outside the box. That's us taking a chance on an organization that was so successful. Now they are going to be all over the state. And that's just a great story.
Does Rutherford County have the funds to pay for somebody to go into some type of rehabilitation program?
Well, that's a good question. I'm not necessary for individual. I am for organization. That's just me. You know, the team might feel different, but I do not want to get into an individual thing. Now, one of the things I am looking at is we had some applications come in, you know, where they want to help people with getting driver's license, you know, helping with rent, stuff like that. But I never really wanted to be an individual provider. I wanted to really invest our money in organizations.
Has the opioid committee here in Rutherford County, has it been around long enough to determine, all right, well, the majority of those who are needing treatment are homeless, or the majority are, you know, middle-class residents? What are we seeing?
Well, in every year, the first of the year, I go around the table and tell everybody, what is your goal? What is it that you want to do? And we have always had a motto, awareness, education, and recovery. We always go by those things. That is our motto. That is, you know, that's our goal, is awareness, education. That one of the things that I wanted to concentrate on is I want to help people that have went through recovery. Scott, some of them are felons and can't get a job. I want to work with organizations and companies to help get these people jobs, to get back to where they can pay their rent, where they can get health insurance, where they can, you know, provide to society. And, you know, Scott, think about it. If we didn't have a job, can you think, what would we do? If we can't get a job, we got to do something, right?
Yeah.
And so that's one of the things that I wanted to concentrate on, and I still want to concentrate on that, and I'm trying to figure out ways to do that.
So creating more jobs, more job ideas for those who have been convicted of a felony, perhaps when they were using, and now not anymore.
Well, I've always said this, and I'll say it again, and I believe this. We treat addiction as a moral failure. And we have such stigmatism that if we see somebody that is addicted or on their, you know, on the tough times of life, what do? Scott, we shun them. And we shun them. And I have always tried, and I've been doing this since 2018. I actually been doing it before I was elected. But I always wanted everybody to see the ugly. You know, see how ugly it really is. Oh, he's on drugs. Oh, you know, he couldn't handle this. He couldn't handle. Hey, man. I think, you know, a lot of drugs and a lot of addiction is dual diagnosed, which means there's some type of mental illness in there as well. And so, hey, me and you, our addiction might be coffee. Mine's coffee, you know, and Mexican food. I mean, that's my addiction. And, you know, but I've never been on drugs. I never needed drugs. I can, you know, I have been hurt and in surgery and I've had pain pills and I never got anywhere near that. Well, some people don't. Your addiction might be coffee, but their addiction is totally different. And their body, their mind, and their spirit is addicted to this drug and they take it to a whole different level.
Again, Rutherford County Commissioner Craig Harris has been our guest today. Stay with us. We have news coming your way next. You're tuned to WGNS Murfreesboro.